Welcome to evening prayer on Friday the 6th of November. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise for ever. Now, as darkness is falling, wash away our transgressions, cleanse us by your refining fire, and make us temples of your Holy Spirit. By the light of Christ, dispel the darkness of our hearts, and make us ready to enter your kingdom, where songs of praise for ever sound. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 137, for which the refrain is, O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. By the waters of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. As for our lyres, we hung them up on the willows that grow in that land. For there our captors asked for a song, our tormentors called for mirth. Sing us one of the songs of Zion. O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. Let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I set not Jerusalem above my highest joy. O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Remember, O Lord, against the people of Edom, the day of Jerusalem, how they said, down with it, even to the ground. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy the one who repays you for all you have done to us, who takes your little ones and dashes them against the rock. O pray for the peace of Jerusalem. God of our pilgrimage, you sent your Son to our strange land to bring us home to you. Give us your songs to sing, that even in our exile we may be filled with the breath of the Spirit of Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. For I am always with you, you hold me by my right hand, and afterwards receive me with glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lord, you will guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Let us pray. adapted from the Carmina Gedalica collection of Celtic prayers by Alexander Carmichael from justprayers.org. A Celtic Evening Prayer. I place my soul and my body in your safe refuge this night, O God. In your safe refuge, O Jesus Christ. In your safe refuge, O Spirit of Truth. The three who defend my cause and never turn their back on me. Father, kind and just. Son, who overcame death. Holy Spirit of power, keep this night from harm. The three who would justify me, keep me this night and always. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.